This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
After a winter's pause, singer-songwriter Simon Walls has resumed his cross-Canada walk, setting out from Toronto at the end of May and heading for Canada's eastern coast. Simon has been blogging about his pilgrimage, his music, and his experiences online. The coast-to-coast trek emerged in the aftermath of a friend's suicide and a similar pilgrimage across Spain.
We're joined on the phone by Simon Walls. Welcome back to People First Radio, Simon.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks. We spoke with you about a year ago, Simon, on Canada Day, and you were sitting in a diner in the middle of the Saskatchewan prairie.
You're right. Yeah, you're totally right.
That was almost exactly a year ago today.
I know. Well, exactly. I'm actually sitting just outside a gas station in the middle of Quebec, so yeah.
What is the name of the place you are at right now?
The place is called Masquinongé, which is right between Montreal and Quebec City, on the Highway 40. Really small town, not much to see, but yeah.
Simon, what happened between Saskatchewan and Quebec?
Well, a whole lot of stuff happened actually. So I pretty much walked all the way to Toronto. Through like Manitoba and Ontario, and then I took a break in Toronto to record my second album in Montreal, and that took about like 6 months or something, and I had to stop walking just because it was pretty cold. So I did all the time in the studio to record the new album, and then I just got back on the road in Toronto on June 1st. And so, yeah, it took me about like a month to get to where I am right now.
Have you released this album, Simon?
Oh, yeah, I did. Right now it's on iTunes, and it's on a bunch of online stores, a couple stores in Quebec right now, because I'm from Montreal, so it's easier. But, yeah, it's released. Right now it's available at simonwalls.com. So.
You write on your blog, Simon, the walk across Montreal was done with friends and family, 5 kilometers I was waiting for since April 2010. Describe what that walk was like.
Well, Montreal was so good, actually. I had all my family and friends coming with me to walk this, this little 5 clicks with me. And it was just like pretty much for support. And we did a whole bunch of videos with them. And a lot of people actually came out, so it was a pretty big deal. So I did this walk with them, and then I had a show in Montreal right after. So it was pretty good. I mean, when I was actually starting in Nanaimo, I was actually really waiting for this 5 clicks to do in Montreal just because it's my hometown. So I had all my friends and family just walking with me, so it was great. Like, just a great time. And, yeah, it was pretty cool.
How else was that experience different from the rest of your walk?
You know, when you're back home, you just got all those friends and families. A lot of people are aware of it. So you've got a place to sleep every night. You've got a shower every night. You've got a whole bunch of people walking with you, except that when I was like on the island or I was pretty much anywhere else, I was more by myself kind of thing, and more aware of other people around me. And you meet a whole bunch of new people when you're by yourself too. So yeah, I guess it was a little different, except in Montreal, it's just, you know, you're with friends and family, and I haven't seen them in a while, so you spend a lot of time with them.
People First Radio is a program about people, the society in which we live, and the issues related to health and wellness. Coming to you on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
I feel my It's getting low. I'm getting low. We've been around the earth once more. We did explore.
According to Simon Walls, every song has a story and every note has something to say. Simon was sitting in music class when he heard the news. He looked up to see his two best friends crying at the doorway. As they spoke to him, his body went numb and his mind went blank. When he heard about Yannick, his world stopped. He had lost a friend to suicide, and he gained a new outlook on life. Since that time, Simon Walls has spent time in Canada's Katimovic program, walked across Spain, released two albums of his music, and he's now finishing a lengthy and arduous pilgrimage. Simon Walls is walking across Canada.
Simon is on the phone with us today from Quebec. Now, the first half of your journey was very arduous. You crossed the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, and part of Ontario. What was the biggest challenge that you came across in that first half of your journey?
I think, like, the biggest thing was actually being by yourself for such a long time. Like, I was gone for about, like, 6 months for the first time, like, the first half. I think that was one of the big... a big challenge. Like, Canada is pretty big, and there's not a lot of towns in between stretches, so you can be by yourself for like a couple of days without talking to anyone. So that was a really big challenge, just being by yourself and being comfortable with yourself. Yeah, it's a good thing to learn. So that is a big one for sure.
What challenges await you now for the rest of your walk to Eastern Canada?
Well, I think, like so far, I'm just talking so far, I haven't came across, like, a lot of challenges. I mean, not like the first part. I mean, there's so many people on the way, and people are so generous. I mean, I'm meeting a whole bunch of new people every day, and they're just, you know, hey, come to my house, and here's a bed for you. That's pretty much every night, right? People are so generous, so it doesn't make it, like, super difficult. But I'm really waiting for Newfoundland. Newfoundland's going to be a big one for sure. A lot of stretches between towns, and I'm going to be by myself with the wildlife. That's going to be a big one. So I think that's going to be one of the big challenges to come for sure.
Tell us more about your latest album, Klein Blue.
Half the songs have been written. I wrote pretty much half of the song. When I was walking, I mean, like, the first part of Canada. So a lot of songs are about that, you know, just, like, being away from home or just, like, that kind of stuff. And the people you meet on the road, other travelers, all those lessons you learn by yourself. So the whole record talks a lot about this. And even the title, Klein Blue, it's from this artist, like, really back in the days. Klein Blue was the color of the Undiscovered. So really talk about, you know, traveling and discovering new things. So even, like, the music, I went into different genres and stuff like that. So it's been a pretty good journey in this album, so...
You've done a walk like this before in Spain. What similarities have you come across between walking across Spain and walking across Canada?
They're really two different countries, but I guess the thing that is similar are I think the people. It's just, even if we're really different, we're kind of the same people at the same time. I don't know how to explain that. It's just the way that people are. They're just, you know, they're friendly people. Everyone is out, you know, just to have a beer, chill out, and just have a conversation, hear new stories. Everyone is about learning new stuff about other people. So I think that that was one of the big thing that was similar.
We have just a moment left in our conversation today. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Simon?
Can I just say that, you know, like, Canada has been pretty good, and it's a wicked country. Like, I'm walking it, and I can see that. It's big, but it's so good, that's for sure.
Thank you so much for joining us today. It was very much appreciated.
Thanks. Thank you.
Simon Walls is a singer, songwriter, and pilgrim who is walking across Canada, 9,000 kilometers. His new album is called Klein Blue. You can find Simon online at simonwalls.com.
If I had to, I'll make back the movies and buy my soul inside of you. Everybody feels down, down, down. When let down, 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 upside down. I'd give my fortune to have you. My guitar, a pair of shoes.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.